Creator of the stars of night, your people's everlasting light, O Christ, Redeemer of us all, we pray you'll hear us when we call. In sorrow that the ancient curse should do to death.
Psalm 84 has been a favorite with believers, and it has even attracted the attention of some composers. One of its lines is particularly memorable, almost a classic. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of ungodliness. That well-known line suggests to me that the poet is upper class, wealthy, accustomed to servants and slaves doing all the menial tasks. But in his mind, he imagines that even he would be willing to take on the role of a lowly servant at the temple rather than live with wealthy people who are up to no good. We can sense that our psalmist thinks of God as being both transcendent and accessible. God is both the Lord God of hosts, and the God who dwells among his people. And verse 11, read earlier, emphasizes the psalmist's desire to walk in faith, to live a life worthy of being allowed to associate freely, intimately with the religious life and activities in the temple of his God. Finally, Psalm 84 is a beautiful declaration of our desire to be in God's presence and of our confidence in divine goodness. For, quote, the Lord God is a light and defense. The Lord will give grace and worship, and no good thing shall he withhold from them that live a godly life.